This is a Rabble Podcast Network show.
New voices in your head.
It's Radio
Free
Radio. You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 102.7 FM.
I am Chief Jackie Thomas of the Sykes First Nation. We're in the central interior at the headwaters of the Fraser Watershed. I'm speaking on behalf and have been sent on behalf of the entire Yinka Dene Alliance. We have five communities that started this large snowball. It originally began with Natluwetden and Nakosliban, and it's been growing. There are still five of us from the north that try to show the leadership and the way for other people. So we have Natluwetden, Nakosli, Takla Lake, Wet'suwet'en First Nation, and my community of Sykes. We live right in the middle of what the lands are called British Columbia. Enbridge wants to ram destructive tar sands oil pipelines through the Rocky Mountains, through all of our territories, and all the way to the Pacific Ocean. They want to threaten the Pacific coast with oil spills from 200 supertankers a year in some of Canada's most dangerous waters. Our five nations hold more than 25% of this proposed pipeline route in our territory, and we will never allow it to be built. We will be the wall that Enbridge can't break through, period. And it's empowering to join all our other nations in presenting this unbreakable front against the pipelines. I want to tell you a story of my late grandmother. My grandmother's name was Sophie Thomas. For those that don't know, she was a traditional healer and medicine people of my people. She dedicated her life to the protection of our land. She always said, if you look after Mother Earth will look after you. We destroy Mother Earth and we're going to destroy ourselves. She understood what it means to take care of Mother Earth. She taught me and a lot of the people about Mother Earth. Our waters are sacred. The plants that we collect grow around these waters. They are our medicines. We rely on them for our health and our well-being. She set an example for all of us to follow. We try our best to follow her teachings and the teachings of all the other elders and ancestors. We're trying to create a sustainable economic future for our young people, for our community, so that we can be strong and we can continue to live our culture on our land. Enbridge's tar sand oil pipelines are the last thing that we need, and they'll put all of us at risk. This Enbridge project would allow 30% growth in the tar sands. More poison for our relatives to the north and the Athabasca River system. There'll be more cancer, more death, less caribou and bird habitat. More fish that nobody can eat. This isn't just about protecting Yinka Dene. We're all connected. We have formally united in solidarity with First Nations. Last year we had 61, and now we have over 130, and that includes our Dene relations to the north that go to the Arctic Ocean, and we all oppose this pipeline. We're also connected to our settler neighbors. We welcomed our settler neighbors into our territories and they need to drink the water too. They need a healthy climate for their grandchildren and children. Our laws mean we also must look after them. In spite of the generations of Canadian and provincial governments that have stolen from us and hurt our people and hurt our children, we still fight to protect our neighbors and their lives from oil spills. The Yinka Dene society is matriarchal. It's my duty as a woman to make decisions that protect our people, that protect our children, and that protect our culture. Destructive projects like Enbridge's proposed project will destroy everything that we depend on. Our cultural way of life, our fish, our rivers, the animals that walk, my grandmother's traditional healing plants, and the most precious resource of all, our water. We're all connected to each other. We're all connected to the earth. We cannot separate ourselves into beings. We depend upon the earth, and the earth will also depend on us. I will tell you something that I told everybody this morning. We will not allow the tar sand pipeline to cross our land. We will not stand by while tankers threaten our brothers and sisters anywhere in BC. North or south, Enbridge or Kinder Morgan, on the coast or in the interior, it doesn't make any difference. Crude oil pipelines and tankers are banned in BC by First Nation law. Period. This is the law of our land. Our laws have never gone away. Our laws have never been extinguished. We still govern ourselves by our laws, and we always will. Last year, we joined over 60 nations in negotiating and signing the Save the Fraser Declaration in Williams Lake. Tomorrow is our first anniversary, and we're proud that we've taken it across Canada. We've presented it to some European countries, some Asian countries. The declaration says it upholds our ancestral laws, the title, rights, and responsibilities that we hold. We will not allow the proposed Enbridge Northern Gateway pipeline or any similar tar sands pipeline to be built. This is our law. Mark my words. That's my grandma. I used to say that all the time. My cousin said I sound like her sometimes. Mark my words, Enbridge. You try to disobey our law, we will use every means available under Canadian, Indigenous, international law to enforce our decision. I want to recognize and say Snachalia, thank you, Masicho, to Tsleil-Waututh for your strength and solidarity to stand with us against Enbridge and against these pipeline people and against tanker projects that threaten us. I want to say also on behalf of the Yinka Dene Alliance and all the nations that have signed the Save the Fraser Declaration that we thank you for your recommitment. You stated this morning, to those that have just signed, we welcome you and thank you for your commitment to us. We had a special ceremony, and I haven't had the opportunity to thank all of the signers this morning. We welcome to come to the ceremony that's going to be held down south, as I told Ruben this morning. We would be honored to join you. We stand with you and as you decide how to best oppose the tankers that threaten you directly, that threaten your fish. And we rely on those fish too. We won't stand idly by and let oil tankers threaten our great river system. This morning I told Stephen Harper that he's never going to get his pipe dream of pushing pipelines through our rivers and lands. Harper and his gang. Harper and his gang keep talking louder and louder about how they're going to push it through so that the oil companies can make even bigger profits by selling their oil to the open world market. Especially with Keystone on ice now, Harper wants to force it through, ignoring our rights and ignoring the majority of British Columbians, I might add. Guess what, Stephen Harper? These pipelines are not going to get built, plain and simple. If you think BC is going to be the highway to move tar sands oil overseas, think again. And while we're at it, let's talk about Christy Clark. She looked at us chiefs last summer, promised us a good relationship. She would be willing to meet with us First Nations. I handed her a letter the same day she said those words, inviting her to meet with the Inga Dene Alliance, with our chiefs in the north. I was pawned off to a minister, and we still haven't had a meeting. She refused to meet with us herself. She wanted us to meet with her a minister of Aboriginal Relations. However, I also hear she meets with mayors and other municipal governments, but she won't meet with us. Maybe it would make more sense for her to start listening to us. This is what I have to say to Christy Clark if she ever listens. It's time for BC to get off the fence. Join the First Nations. Because BC, regular Canadians are saying no too. We say no to destructive, unsustainable projects. We say no to the ruination of our rivers and coastlines. And Premier Clark, it's time to do your duty and protect your people from this threat, just as we're doing. We had a really amazing event this morning. I don't know how many of you were there. I heard it was on the news, so. For the first time, we have nations, First Nation people, from the north, from the south, from the interior, and to the coast, coming together. There are over 130 nations in British Columbia that have said no to this project. And my relations, the Dene in the north, I'm so pleased that have supported us. It doesn't matter what route people try to take. You can't get a pipeline around opposed First Nations. The path is blocked and it'll stay blocked. As I said, it's not just First Nations. We're also supported by vast British Columbians. They don't want tankers on the coast. We have over 10,000 people signed up on this petition to express solidarity for our declaration. And we thank you for signing on and supporting us, the Inka Dene. Even tonight, I just can't believe it. This is an overflowing hall. It inspires me to keep going. And it gives me strength. And I want to thank all of you regular people that have come out. You lift up my heart. And it's empowering. I thank you for your support. I thank you for your solidarity. I value it and we need it. We all need to join this fight until we win this fight. But we can't do it alone. So I want to thank each and every one of you for showing up. I tell my band members every time we have a meeting, thank you for showing up. Because to make change, that's the first step that we have to take, is to show up. Together with our fellow First Nations and supporters, we're going to stand up right now. We're going to keep standing up, and we're going to protect ourselves and our neighbors from threats like Enbridge, from threats like the federal government that promises to just push this project through. We're standing up to protect our communities that want to push pipelines and bulldoze through our rivers and lands. We're standing up to protect our water from the tar sand spill. We're standing up to stop the Enbridge pipeline. This would threaten also our brothers on the coast with oil tankers. We're standing up for our friends also in the United States whose water would be put at risk for Keystone. We're standing up also for our Coast Salish brothers and sisters in Vancouver and Vancouver Island. They are threatened by Kinder Morgan's plans to make Vancouver one of the tar sands oil ports. We're standing up for our Cree and Dene brothers and sisters downstream from the tar sands. They're being poisoned and who are dying from tar sands oil extraction. We're standing up to protect all our neighbors and all of creation from the threat of global climate change. Our brothers and sisters to the south, our Inuit brothers and sisters to the far north, and all the people everywhere. That's why we're here today, to stand up with all of you and to say that we will be the wall that Enbridge pipelines can't break through. Canada's government may bend over backwards for oil, but our government doesn't work like that. Our laws don't work like that. We have our own way of making laws, our own parliament, per se. Our feast hall is our parliament, and for thousands of years, we have protected our lands using our laws. And we're not going to stop now. Enbridge wants us to be and tries to make cracks with our nations. They want us to abandon our laws and our duties to the Creator and all our obligations to our ancestors and to the future generations. They want us to give up for some worthless promises. It's the same routine we've seen in Canada before. And we say no. We say no to the promises. We say no to their pipelines. We say no to the tar sands. And we say no to the destruction of land, water, and people, just so we can find the last drops of this dinosaur fuel. We weren't placed on Earth to take part in their short-term construction jobs. We were not placed here to make money off dirty oil, money that is soaked in the misery of our brothers and sisters living near the tar sands, who can't drink their water and who can't eat their fish, and who are dying of mysterious cancers. We will never trade away the safety of our rivers and lands and the fisheries that are the lifeblood of our people. Last year, it was a good year because Canada actually finally intends to hold up the UN Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous People. Canada can try to weaken the document, but for us, the tar sand pipelines, the tar sand mining itself, needs to have free, prior, and informed consent of Indigenous people. While we have been informed and we do not consent, we will not tolerate the threat to our communities. And like I said before, seeing you all here, I just feel light. I feel that you have, we have your support, and you respect our laws. So with you, we can stand up to the tar sands beast that is killing our people and that's destroying our climate. With your support, we can stand up for a positive and sustainable future for our grandchildren and for our young people that are everywhere. With your support, we can stand up, and we will not sit down until we have justice for Indigenous people and justice for our grandchildren, justice for the environment, and climate justice. The laws of the Yankee Dene people give us no other choice. We take out of need, we don't take out of greed, and that's our law. I want to thank you for listening.